And Yasmin, what about yourself? Why did you start running?
I only started running about 2.5 years ago, so not quite as experienced as Denise. Just to de-stress, I think. Just, you know, everyone's at work, everyone's got busy lives, whether you're at home as a mother or out at work. And it's just a de-stress factor. And you just feel so much better when you've gone out and about in a bit of fresh air.
Now, there might be a lot of women out there who have had children, whatever, and busy lives, like you say, and think, well, one, I haven't got the time, and two, I haven't got the energy to go out and join in these kind of things. So what would your message be to anyone thinking like that?
We are going to take this course really, really slow for the beginners. We'll basically be doing lots of walking as well. It's not about getting out there and killing each other. We're not going to take them on 10-mile runs to start off with anyway. It's to start them slowly. We will aim it and gradually increase the pace, but do it very, very slowly.
Is there a kind of psychological barrier, though, that you have to get over to get yourself out of the house and get yourself running in the first place?
I think definitely, and we've all been at that stage, whether we start something, and it's just getting in the habit of it. So that's why we've been outside the local school, the preschool, talking to all the mums, and they sort of shy away from me when you first go up to them. But when we just say, look, we'll start doing a few ball games, we've got a game of TIG, you know, and so a few different things rather than just running, then hopefully we'll get through that barrier.
So you guys have been on courses to help you with this?
Yeah.
What were they like? What did you do?
It was a lot of activities. It was not death by PowerPoint. It was lots of activities, teaching us how to get groups together, doing different warm-up mobility stretching.
Yeah. And so cool downs as well.
Yeah.
I think we did quite a few sessions that day. Yeah. We're all shattered at the end of it. We did, I think, 8 different warm-ups, 8 different sessions and 8 different cool downs. So.
Yeah. And again, it just educates us a bit about, you know, muscle groups you have to work and why people should go running and the health risks and, you know, why it's good for you. And we now hold a UK athletics licence, leader's licence, so that's good.
And how important do you think stuff like this is to village life? You both live in Willington. We've already said it's quite a small little place. So, I don't know, how important would you say that it is?
I think it's very important to get the local, at the moment as we're aiming it at mums, local mums involved, get them getting a bit of exercise. Also, any mum that may be stuck in can come and join our group, get to know the other mums in the village.
So it's you're saying double benefits, physical and social. You've mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely have both benefits there, so that any mum can get out, get to know the other mums in the area and hopefully make some long-term friends.
I could just do with a cup of tea as well. Willington residents Denise Randall and Yasmin Harrison, who've set up the Willington Runners as part of South Derbyshire's Village Games. And they were there talking to BBC Radio Derby's Ian Williams.